Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 2016. It's 8:30 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and we are broadcasting to you from North Central West Virginia. This is Truth in God's Word Radio. Today we're going to talk about the hour that you think not, watching and waiting for the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today will be taken out of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 35. "Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning." Verse 36 says, "And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open unto him immediately." 2 Peter 3:12 says, "Looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." In other words, things are not going to remain the way that they are. There's coming a distinct change. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Mark 13 what would happen at the end of the age. And of course, he said one of the markers at the end of the age is the spirit of deception, which is rampant today within the world. In every area of life, there is deception. I personally believe that wherever man is in charge of anything, there is definitely room for corruption and deception, because we're not good. The Bible says there's none good but the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we all have the propensity to sin. We have the sin nature. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible declares that sin does not have to have dominion over us. Verse 37 says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them." Now this indicates the marriage supper of the Lamb. But he says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, finds watching." The Bible says in Romans 13:11, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now as our salvation nears than when we believe." In other words, it's closer now than it's ever been. Luke 22:27, "For whether is greater, he that setteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that setteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serves." So the Bible declares there's a blessing coming to those that love his appearing and are looking for his appearing. Now, the Word of God says we must occupy until he comes. We must do the things we need to do, serve the Lord, be true and faithful to his dear calling, and to do the best we can to do that which he's called us to do by the help of the Holy Spirit. But the Word of God declares that we need to watch. We need to watch. The Word of God says we need to wait. "Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Verse 38 says, "And if he shall come in the second watch," or come in the third watch, "and find them, so blessed are those servants." The hour, the Word of God says, no man knows the hour that he is coming. But, you know, the Word of God says we can see by the signs of the times what is happening around and about us. We gauge what's going on, the chaos in the world, the wars and the rumors of wars, the famines, the pestilence. Every day you see something new that threatens mankind's stability, their security, their peace, destruction. The Bible declares that they shall cry peace, peace, but sudden destruction. So this is where we are at. This is not a doomsday message. This is giving us hope in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only way. He says, I am the truth, and I am the life, and I am the way, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me. Verse 39 says, and this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and he would not have suffered his house to be broken through. I want to read that again. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief was going to show up or come, the thieves don't announce themselves. They don't send you a text or an email or Instagram or Twitter or any of that kind of stuff, but they show up when men think not, and they come to kill and destroy. Of course, the thief we're talking about here is Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're talking about the surprise. He don't come to kill and destroy. But if we're not ready, then we're going to find ourselves in a bad way. The Bible says if we're not watching, then our house could be broken through. That's why men of the house need to be the priest of the home. And if the man's not saved, then the woman needs to step up and be the priest and pray over the household that the household not perish. You know, there's still such a thing as interceding for our loved ones, seeking God for other people, putting others first. You know, Jesus come in the spirit of a servant. He come to serve. We see this when he was washing his disciples' feet. Peter said, you're not going to wash my feet. And he said, if you don't let me wash your feet, you'll have no part of me. And Peter said, he said, from head to toe, wash me, because I definitely want to have part of you. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. In other words, we find people not watching and waiting. And most of all, the church should be watching and waiting. You know, we should be pointing and expounding on the coming of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, as you see these things come to pass, even so gather even more, encourage one another, lift one another up, pray for one another. The Bible says the thief comes but to kill and destroy, and that's what he's doing. The Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. This is what he does. And he's poised against God, so that makes him poised against God's people. He comes to destroy and to kill. And you know, the Bible declares, you know, watch and wait till unless these things come upon us unaware and we have no idea what to do. Verse 40, be ye therefore ready. Also, for the Son of Man comes at the hour when you think not. Like I said, they cry peace, peace, but sudden destruction. You know, we've seen many announcements down through the years. Or, you know, we've seen, you know, they've set dates and Y2K and blah, 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 and on and on and on. But, you know, and things come. And, you know, I heard a minister preach the other day on, you know, people are crying wolf, and that's the truth. You know, people are not going to be ready. You know, we shouldn't actually set dates because no man knows the hour or the time. Now, we can know approximately. You know, we can, you know, we being not part of the world can look around and say, well, it must be near. But the day and the hour, we don't know. So when we see these things, we need to gird up, the Bible says, gird up our loins. That we'll be ready when the Lord and Savior comes back. The Bible says, what if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? The most important attribute that we have, a commodity that we have, is the soul that God Almighty has put on the inside of us. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Read that again. Watch ye therefore and pray always, Luke 21:36, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Stand before him unashamed. Stand before him covered with the blood. Stand before him with your mind and your heart set upon him. This is what we need to do. Focus today on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our deliverer, our salvation, our incoming, our outgoing, our present help in the time of trouble. And we are in a time of trouble. Confusion and chaos is upon the world. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to turn on your news this evening or tomorrow morning, if God will give us tomorrow morning, and find that things overnight have gotten better, because they're not. The Bible declares that men shall wax worse and worse. They will deceive and they will be deceived. Remember what Jesus said, deception. And the big play on deception is we've got plenty of time. Oh, you've heard that for years. Do you really believe that's going to happen? Now, if the word of God says it, it shall come to pass, because God seeks to perform his word. And the only thing he puts above his name is his word. And he will do that which he has said he will do. See, if you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you're hustling and bustling in this world and you've lost contact with your spiritual life, you've grown cold in the Lord. The Bible says a Laodicean spirit will set in the last days where people are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, in between, a divided house divided will not stand. How long shall you be halted between two opinions? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So, do you know him today? Paul said there's a time we need to press toward the high mark of the high calling. It's time we press in and believe that whatever situation we're in or whatever circumstance we're in, that God will see us through. He'll not allow the enemy to kill us or overtake us. The Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Call upon him today and ask him to forgive your sin, and he'll do that. He'll do that. Repent. The Bible says he's married to a backslider. Amen. It's time we get the scales from our eyes. It's time that we look up, because our redemption draws nigh. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word, and your spirit, and your power. And I just know today, God, that you're going to touch our lives. And whosoever shall call on your name shall be delivered and shall be set free. Touch that one today, the sick in body. Touch that one today struggling in your mind. Lord, you took stripes on your back and you was chastised for our peace of mind. We thank you for all this, Father. Stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of us. Let us not be blinded. Let there be an apprehension in our souls and lives that your appearing is very, very soon. This world and the end of this age is upon us. We don't know when, but we know it's coming because you said it would. And let us be ready in the hour that we think not. In Jesus' name we pray. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.